With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, February 2nd. It's Groundhog's Day. And boy, I mean, that whole idea of Groundhog's Day certainly takes on a new light as we are into our second year of COVID, doesn't it? Anyway, hope you're doing well today. I don't know, are you rooting for Punxsutawney Phil to do one thing or another? But we're rooting just for you. And we are hopeful that you continue to send us your amazing questions. So if you have something that's burning your financial fire, then let us know. Let us help you. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. And we also have this dandy website, Jill on Money, and you can just click the contact button from there. So today we have Alex, who is brave and willing to come on the air with us. Alex, welcome to the program. What can we do for you?
Hello, Jill. I'm delighted to be here. Well, I just need someone I can trust and give me some advice on where to go now. I've worked really hard to save doing the best I can, but I want to know where my projections should be in the future.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I am a flight attendant. I'm currently furloughed, but we're brought on temporarily for a couple months until we are looking at furlough again. I was able to get another job. I can work from home. It doesn't pay as much, but it makes me feel secure.
And let me just interrupt for 1 second, Alex. Because you're furloughed, does that mean you still get health insurance?
We carry our health insurance for 90 days, which part of this new PSP package that went through kept us connected to our health insurance, which is important.
Yeah. Okay. Continue. I'm sorry.
Second job does offer health insurance, but our health insurance through obviously the airlines is much better.
Sure.
But I will face that issue in 90 days when I'm furloughed again.
Okay. So what's going on otherwise? Like, how's the savings? What's happening with you? What's the path forward? First of all, how old are you?
I am 51.
Married, single, partnered?
I am single.
How's the emergency reserve fund? How much money do you have stocked aside right now?
Okay. Well, I do pretty well with my emergency funds. I cashed out. I purchased Netflix way back in the day, and I did sell some of that last year just to have a cushion, which did well. Mm-hmm. I have in my Vanguard brokerage, I have about $1 million.
Great.
I have a rollover IRA in Vanguard, almost $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Roth IRA, $51,000.
Mm-hmm.
I moved some money into a Vanguard short-term bond, which is about $80,000. I have about $34,000 in my employer-matched fund. They match 4%. Right now, I'm contributing 44%.
Okay, great.
I have a brokerage account that I play around with that has about $180,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting about $125,000 in cash.
Great. That's great. And how are the expenses? Tell me a little bit about what's going on that side. Because you got a ton of money saved and congratulations. You've done a great job. You really have. So, and by the way, any haters out there, do not mess with Alex because guess what? She's working her butt off. She's got two jobs. She's divorced. She's on her own. So don't be yelling at me that this is a millionaire problem. Okay. I just wanted to put that out there because some people have been complaining. So I give you kudos. Well done.
It's hard work, but it pays off in the end if you just do the right thing.
And do you feel like with your part-time income and your dividends right now, what do you think your expenses are total?
Well, I do run a budget, and I'm looking at around $75,000 a year.
In terms of that's what you spend after tax?
Yes.
All right. So you're spending some of your savings now?
I'm looking at that budget. I do, travel is big in there. But I am looking at it this year to cut back a little bit, to dial in to a little bit less.
Okay. So tell me about what is on your mind in terms of your own situation. How can we help you out?
So going forth, obviously I want to live on a similar retirement income. I do plan on traveling, which the path of being a flight attendant allows, you know, free travel for flights anyway. And I am looking to move south. I'd like to be somewhere warm, and I'd like to find a nice condo or a townhome that I can call home as a base, continue living my life since I've been raising two children.
What is your idea about when you would actually retire? Like, let's get past COVID for a second. So tell me, it's the beginning of 2022. You go back to work?
I go back to work. I work full time. My salary will definitely increase. It might even double.
Presumably, what I would say is this. I think you look like you're on track for retirement with the following caveat. You know, you have to pull out, let's say, let's call it 25 grand. And you can do that from your non-retirement assets, right? If we presume that you do that for, when do they like phase out flight attendants? Like, how long can you really do this job?
You can do it until you can no longer do the emergency evacuations.
So what do you think that is for you? Like, how long do you think you want to work?
I'm looking at anywhere between 65 and 67. I want to enjoy my retirement.
Okay, so 65 is cool. That's good. So we got to get you 15 years down. We're going to have to spend some money out of the portfolio for 15 years, like a couple hundred grand, right? $250,000. So what that means is of the money that you have set aside in non-retirement assets, you're going to have to spend some of those assets. That's fine. I mean, like you said, you have a brokerage account, you have this fund money account, whatever. You have the money to do that. What it also means is that if you take a big chunk of that money out of your account and buy something, it leaves you with a little bit less flexibility. So when you think about moving south, what does that mean to you in terms of where you'd go and how much you would spend?
Yes, I've been looking around at real estate. I'm looking anywhere from South Carolina down. And I'm looking at finding something in the 280 range. I don't really need to go all out. Okay. I just want someplace comfortable and in a location that I enjoy.
Okay. So let's call it 300.
Yes.
And is your idea that from the brokerage account, so let's think about this, from the brokerage account, you got $1 million in there. We got to cordon off, at least in my head, you don't actually have to do this, but I'm just saying in my head, I'm saying, okay, 250 grand is spent because we're going to spend that for the next 15 years, the gap between your needs, right? And what you are actually taking in. Now, let's say that when you're really ready to move, which I don't know when that's going to be, but let's say it's in a few years or so, you know, you're going to have to take more money out and we're going to have to see where mortgage rates are. Because if mortgage rates are higher, you might say, I'm going to pay cash for this. But if they're still low, you might use part of it, right? So you're pulling some money out of your brokerage account just to do that, which will leave you with less flexibility. I think you're still on track. I think you're in good shape. I really do. You will have to keep testing these assumptions in the future, meaning that, you know, I'm going to tell you now, I think you're fine for your retirement. I really do. Are you going to get a pension from that airline?
There is a pension, but it's very small.
If we kind of play the numbers here, you have, at the end of the day, you'll have a couple of $1 million and then some, because you're going to have more money. You're going to keep saving money, potentially. You'll be able to generate 50 grand easily from your portfolio every year when you retire. Then you'll have Social Security. And that looks pretty good, right? That looks good to me. And I think that even, you know, and then, you know, with your pension, you can get a cup of coffee every 2 weeks or something.
Exactly.
And I think you're in good shape. Now, what else is going on? Because Mark said that you had other stuff going on in terms of, you also have some long-term care insurance. Is that right?
Yeah, it was offered through the airlines, and I ended up purchasing it. I'm not sure now if that was the right thing to do. I hear so many pros and cons regarding my long-term life.
I will say this, that long-term care insurance is wildly expensive, and if you got a good deal through the airline, then I'd keep it. But, you know, listen, what worst case scenario, you said you have two kids, right?
Yes.
Worst case scenario is that your kids inherit less money because you spend some money down. That's like the worst case. And having long-term care insurance is helpful. How expensive is it?
It's about $1,200 a year.
Oh, that's a piece of cake. Keep it.
Yes. Okay.
Keep it. Fabulous. It's easy. Easy, easy. Great. I think you're in good shape, but you can't spend too much money on a house and you're going to have to work a little bit longer.
I can do that.
You can?
Yes, I can.
what's your favorite flight for work? What's the favorite route that you always love to do no matter what?
Yes, it's hard to call favorites because they're all fabulous. I loved when I used to fly to Rome, Germany, Portugal.
You're one of those international ones. That's awesome.
Yes,
Have you watched the HBO Max series, The Flight Attendant?
I have. It's quite silly, but
I liked it. And I presume that that's exactly what your life is like.
Oh,
so
no.
don't smash my dreams, okay?
No problem.
Alex, you're in really good shape. Keep up the good work and good for you. And don't be too piggish about that Netflix as it keeps, you know, if it's rising and every so often you can take some gains off the table. You know, right now, considering that you don't have, you know, super high income, you know, you may find it's a good time to sell some of that Netflix stock, long-term capital gains. You could be in very good shape. So now may be a good time to take some of that money off the table. Again, you're in the 15% long-term capital gains tax bracket. So you should be in good shape to take some gains where they are. So don't be afraid to do that, all right?
Great. That sounds like great advice.
All right, Alex, fly off, do well. And if I'm ever on one of your flights, come introduce yourself to me. Say, hey, I was the one who called, okay?
That would be great.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Well, if you, like Alex, want to come on the program with us, all you need to do is send us an email, tell us you want to come on the show, Mark will do the rest. So you can send that email to askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com, and please subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to it now. Subscribe to it, pass it along to your friends, your family, anyone. Just let's go. Come on. As always, wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. You will feel better. They will feel better. And isn't that good? Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.